Yes.
About Blake and Jacob not skating today?
They'll both be in, ready to roll.
What do you hope to see from Connor Hill today? I know you talked about all the work that he's put in. What do you hope to see as he gets back in there?
Just some confidence in the net. He's going to go through a little stretch. It's been a little while. Just hopefully we can let him see some easy pucks first and get into a good rhythm.
Does his history against this team in particular weigh into that as well? He's
I mean, it's not a concrete reason for a player to play, but he's played well. He has a good feeling against this team, I guess, is as good as you can have going into a game against Chicago. But confidence is a big part of what these guys do.
Did you learn anything about him watching the way he handled the last couple of weeks?
Nothing that we didn't know. He's a good kid, good hard-working kid, so he just... there was no change in his demeanor.
Seems like every time you guys come in here, we ask you the same thing, like, why do you have so much success against Chicago? We'll ask it again. I mean, can you put your finger on the reason why? Is it speed, size, combo? Kind of
feels, I think it's a healthy respect for the other team. And we can skate well, and we know we need to, and it brings out the best in us.
I know you're focused on tonight, but what do you hope Patrick takes out of this All-Star weekend?
Well, it's good for him to be around... I hope he leaves with an understanding of that's his future. You know, that those are the kind of players that he's going to become.
Do you have any opinion on the goalie pants thing? And have you guys used the new ones yet?
Those are so well-guarded secrets. I don't. I know it seemed there were 12 or 13 already have them implemented in the league. I don't know which ones they are. I've got as good an answer to that as it seems like there's just wild scores in games that we haven't seen. I mean, a 7-6 was something. I mean, with 2 10-0s, I think 10-1s. So I don't know which goalies are wearing the pants. I don't know if it's them, but there's some strange goals going in for sure.
Where have you seen the growth in Ehlers' game year over year?
Oh, tremendous. I think the big change for him this year is he understands he's a driver with our team and not a guy just warming into the league. We need him to play as almost a veteran, and he's starting to do that. The consistency level of his game is far beyond where it was last year. There's still all of the things that young players go through, but he understands now that if Nick's going, we've got a whole lot better chance of winning, and he plays big minutes, and he plays against the other team's best. The progress of Nick and really all of our young players is the one real strong positive I think we take out of our season with... They talk about Trubin, Shifley, and Lowry in that group as well. I mean, those guys are critical pieces to our success. And you've got Laine and Morrissey and Nick Ehlers in his second year. In a 4-month span, we've seen great growth in all their games.
It's interesting also about how Patrick has handled the transition to the NHL game, Paul.
His interest in it, his understanding of how important it is to learn. He sits and watches his video, and he's tied into it. And when he has his practice, he had a real, real tough practice there last week. The natural reaction for young players to get through it, just survive it. And the veteran guys know what you're doing, and they'll try to push themselves through it. And he spent everything he had in that practice to get better. He is in that group of players that have coached that are either elite or in the Hall of Fame. They all have a drive to be better. It's not just about playing well and winning and having fun. They have a deep-seated drive to make their game better. It's hard to convince people because he came into the league and started scoring right away and had 21 goals halfway through his first year. But the quality of his game from the start to where it is now is night and day.
There's lots of great players. Do you think it'll benefit him to be around a guy like John Matave? Like, those are some of the qualities.
I think all of them. I mean, that's the reaction from young players that leave the game. It's just sitting in the room with all of these guys makes you feel a little bit more like them, right? And that it's there for you. That these aren't just, you know... These are all kids that grow up watching these guys on TV, and they're gods, and they're light years away from where they are. And it's at 18 years old when you sit in the room, you leave there thinking, two arms, two legs, I can do this. You know, everybody's the same.